Daily, I tell my children I am proud of them. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Daily, I tell my children I am proud of them. It's not a difficult thing to do. In fact, it's a very easy thing to do, to tell my children that I am proud of them. And the reason it's an easy thing to do is because I look for things in my children to be proud of them for. I look at my children as I gather them around me, and I say, "You guys are wonderful. You guys are fantastic. I love you so." And they look up at me and say, "Well, Dad, you're wonderful too. You're a great guy too. I'm so happy you're our dad." And you see, it's sort of a mutual admiration society, and a very good mutual admiration society it is. I tell my children they're doing great. One of the important things I tell them is, you know, I love the way you respect the things that you have. I love the way you respect your clothing and you put it away so nicely. I love the way you respect our house and your room and how you keep your room so nice and so beautiful, and how you keep the rest of the house so nice and beautiful, hanging up your clothes and not throwing your coat down and letting your boots fall where they may. But you make me so proud. I feel so good. I'm so glad I'm a dad. I'm so glad we decided to have children and have you. I thought they were going to be a lot of work. But my goodness, you children, my children, ho, 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 our children, are the greatest children on earth. And I think that I will shout from the housetops, "My children are the greatest children on earth." And, hey, Dad, don't get so excited. People think we're crazy over here. They think that already. But everybody wants to come here. All our friends want to come over to our house. All our friends want to be with us. All our friends want to meet our mom and dad. All our friends think that we've got the greatest. Well, we do have the greatest, don't we? And how do we know that we have the greatest? We have the greatest because daily I tell my children I am proud of them. Daily I tell my children I am proud of them. Daily, every single day. Yes. When I leave for work in the morning, we're all at the breakfast table together. And we have gotten up early enough to have a quiet, nice breakfast with no rush. And while breakfast is over, we're still sitting at the table and the dishes are being done and the house is being cleaned up, not leaving it all for Mom to do. And we're sharing a wonderful family relationship. And I'm so proud of you kids. Oh, I'm so proud of you. But it's just what we do. That's the way we run our family. We care about each other. We have delight in each other. We believe in each other. We know that we live in a super fantastic world. It is just so great, so wonderful. Yes, it is. So great and so wonderful. And what happens when that takes place? What happens when that takes place is that we know exactly who and what we are. We know that we are fantastic. We know that we are marvelous. And being marvelous, we recognize that there's only one way to go. Being marvelous, there's only one way to go. And that way is the way of peace and happiness and fantastic.
They're friendly.
And just the way we like it. Now, I was working on doing another thing while I'm talking to you. I'm telling you how proud I am of you. And all of a sudden, up comes our talk about the bald eagles that we just gave. When you're proud of something, you put your full attention to it, and you love it. You put your full attention to it, and you love it because that's what really matters. That's what really makes the world go round. That's what really makes us happy, wonderful, fantastic people. Are you happy, wonderful, fantastic people? I think you are. Happy, wonderful, fantastic people do what? happy, wonderful, fantastic people. Tell the world how magnificent it is. Tell the world just what they think it is. And, of course, they're always a living example of what they believe. And when they believe that, then that's just the way it is for them. What is your choice in life? Do you want to be proud of your family? Do you want to tell your family that you delight in them? That you are so happy with them, you think that they are just the most wonderful family in the world? Is that what you want to say? Is that what you want to believe? Is that what you want to know? Well, then let it be, for that truly is the way it is and the way it will always be. You are the creator of your world. You are the creator of your life. You are the creator of everything that is good and beautiful and magnificent. I tell my children daily that I'm proud of them. Now, why do I tell my children daily that I'm proud of them? Well, I know that life is a round robin. What I put out comes back. What I tell my children comes back to me. What I tell my world, it comes back to me. I tell the people in my office, I tell the people in my job or where I work, I say, I've got the greatest children in the world. I've got the most wonderful children in the world. Here is why I say that. They help with the dishes in the morning. They help to clean the yard. They do things without even being asked. They are saying nice things about their brothers and sisters. They're always good. They give their very best in school. Some are geniuses and some are working on it. And they're all fantastic. They're all glorious. They're all good. And I have the greatest family in the world and I'm proud of them. And then you go home and your wife says, hey, the kids forgot to do this. So immediately I stop and gather the family together and say, hey, you guys, I understand you forgot to do this. Now, in our family, that's what we do. In our family, we do not forget our chores. In our family, we do not forget our responsibility to the family. We do not forget how things go. And I am so proud of you guys because you never forget that. Oh, if you have an occasion where you had something else get in the way for a moment, you didn't forget it. You came to it as quick as you could. But responsibility in the family, who we are as a family, comes very first before all other things, before our soccer game, before anything else. If necessary, we get up earlier in the morning and do things. If necessary, we stay up later at night and do things. If necessary, we give the time that is required for it. And you know, I only had to give that talk once, and my children instantly responded to it. And they got up earlier and did their chores. They stayed up later and did their chores or did the things that had to be done. But they did not go to sleep without having done their chores, without having taken the responsibility of their family. And I'm so proud of them. And I tell them I'm so proud of them. And I tell everybody in my world, I am proud of my children. Don't your children ever make mistakes? My friends say to me. And I say, no, why? Why should my friends ever make a mistake? What do my friends ever do that, what do my children ever do that's a mistake? My children always are courteous. They're always consistent. They're always doing that which is magnificent and wonderful and good. Oh, come on, Herb, get off of it. What do you think this world is? A place of just pretend or a place of wishfulness? Hey, I would like any one of you to come and spend one day in my shoes, one day in my shoes with my family. And if you wouldn't come away amazed that this is the most beautiful family on the face of the earth, I would be surprised. Because my family is the most beautiful family on earth. I know that. And I'm proud of my children. My wife and I are proud of our children. We speak our word to our children and we say to them, I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, you guys are so great. And they know we mean it. They know we're not just mouthing a platitude. They know we're not just mouthing something that we wish were true. They know we're saying what is true because they have been doing things that they're proud of, and naturally we would be proud of anything that they're proud of. We'd be proud of anything they choose to do, because they make their choices based upon who they are and what family they live in, and what the program of the family is. Would the family approve of that? Would the family desire that? Is that where the family is going? Would you take that friend home to meet your mother? Is that the kind of friend that you'd like your mother to know you have? Is that the kind of relationship you have in the world? And you see, when these things are true in your life, when these things are true in your world, what happens? What happens? It rubs off on everybody. It rubs off on all the family members. Oh, that's for sure. Every family member is blessed by whatever it is you're doing. And then it rubs off on the neighbors, because the neighbors all look at your family and say, why is their family so loving and courteous? Why are their children so gentle and so perfect? Why are they just so wonderful? My goodness. And they find out why, because the parents expected the best out of them. And were not angry with them when they didn't give it, but expected the best out of them. And the children rose to give the parents what the parents expected of them. And the relatives all looked at that family. Well, their children are so well brought up. Their children are so beautiful. Their children, hey, naturally they can be proud of those children because they're so good. Well, it took a little bit of effort. It took a little bit of respect in the parents. And then that respect rubbed off on the children. And when the children went to school, the teachers all said, you have the most tractable child that I have ever known, the most trainable, teachable child that I have ever known. They are interested in learning. They are interested in school. They are interested in being themselves. And though their genius is far advanced to what the rest of the class is, they go around helping the rest of the class to understand the things that I, as a teacher, haven't been able to get across to them, but they, as a fellow student, get across easily to them. I am so proud of them, the teacher says. And the parents say, yes, I know, we are too. And with joy in their heart and in their voice and in their love, they are so proud. And as these children grow older, as they have a job, their employers all say, what wonderful beings these children are. If all the world were like these children, what a wonderful world this is. And you, as a parent who is being talked to by the children's employer, by the children's friends and so on, you say, that's the way you are. What you delight in seeing in your children, you will delight in seeing in the world, because they are a reflection of you. And the world is a reflection of you. You can say, I am proud of the world. I am proud of the United States. I am proud of the government that we have. I am proud of the people we have running our nation. I am proud of the people running our state, running our county, running our city. I'm proud of the people running my world. I'm proud of my children. And they're all my children. And they're all wonderful. And they're all good, and they're all beautiful, and they're all fabulous. But they're good, wonderful, fabulous, and great because I am proud of them. Because I expect the best out of them, and they give me the best. I don't expect the best because they're doing bad. I expect the best because that's their nature, and that's my nature. And because that's their nature and my nature, it's natural that they would be beings I would be so proud to say, that's my child. That's my government. That's my family. That's my world. Oh, what a wonderful world this is. And as we all look at the world and are proud of it, the world shines back to us that pride that we give out to it. And we are happy, content, fulfilled, and in every way at peace. Yes, I am proud of my children. And daily I tell my children that I am proud of them. Daily I tell the world I am proud of it. Daily I tell myself I'm proud of myself. Yes. Daily I tell my spouse I'm proud of her. And daily I tell everyone in my world I am proud of them. And I live in this pride of delight in all things being done in harmony, in peace, in joy, in right action. And it is great. These instant illuminations come into the lives of everyone. And when it comes into your life, grab a hold of it, cuddle it, respect it, love it, tell it that you love it, that you're proud of it, and watch it multiply beautifully, abundantly, magnificently. Because that's the truth of who and what you are. And it's the only thing that matters. The only thing that matters about who and what you are. And who and what I am. I am proud of me. I am proud of my children. I am proud of all of life. And being proud of all of life, that's all that matters. Have a wonderful day, have a wonderful life, and know that I'm proud of you. I love you. I love you. I love you.